This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage. We're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 2 decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit us on our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Also, be sure and visit our Facebook page, Doug Haldeman Show. Like that on Facebook. We have over 3,000 likes now.
Oh, so nice.
It's pretty cool just watching the momentum that the show's gained over the years.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Here with my co-host today, I want to introduce my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you for having me.
And Tom Turbrock. Welcome, Tom.
Good afternoon, you two. I hope all is well. And I wanted to say, Tammy, as you know, she's like way up here. She just went up higher because she is a Mizzou fan, which I didn't know. So we are both here. We both here have our Mizzou hat on. We are ready to rock, man. So that is awesome.
It is my alma mater.
That's right.
So my mechanical engineering degree came from Mizzou.
So we're ready. So next year, you guys have to go to a game.
We definitely do.
It'd be fun.
Just you two. It'd be a blast.
Yeah.
I know the perfect tailgating spot.
Well, two of our kids live in Columbia.
Yeah.
Too.
My two boys
do. Oh, well, then that's perfect.
Yep. Our oldest, too.
Mm-hmm.
You have a place to crash if need be.
Exactly.
You know? You may not be so clean with these college kids. Yeah, college-age kids, young 20-something.
That's all right.
The oldest, not so much. Dylan, yeah.
Yeah, his place is clean. Yeah. I sleep there.
Yeah.
So how are all the children? Everybody good?
Well, we're on spring break this past week.
Now, is that bad or good?
It was a mix of good and bad, as always, as life is.
Well,
at Georgia.
Sure. Amen.
Yeah. They are busy. Tell you what, they keep us running.
Oh, I'll bet,
eight kids and a grandkid, and we are just running all the time.
You have no gray hair yet, so you're doing
well.
I
did find my first one. I was down in Florida and found my first gray hair. He went, oh, no.
Yeah, grandparents without much gray hair. We're lucky there.
Be right. Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Grandson's about to turn two.
And you two are young. 2 years old already. Wow, man.
Yeah, he turns two pretty soon.
Flies, man.
Pretty cool. I had a cool experience this week, too. I got invited to host a panel at the St. Charles Association of Realtors.
Oh, cool.
They had about 80 real estate agents there, and it was a listing agent panel. So we picked four of the top listing agents in the metro area, and I got to interview them and make up the questions and everything, and it was really cool. We had some real pros that had great answers and some funny stories, too.
Yeah.
You know, you get people with 30 years in real estate. They've had some funny stuff happen to them.
Oh,
remember
the
time when? Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's my favorite part. It lightens the mood a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. You had to have fun. So what do you guys have on tap for today? Because you're always teaching.
Well, one of the things, we actually have implemented a new system with our kids.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
When it comes to money and merits and demerits. So we're going to talk about that a little later in the show.
I like it.
So that's going to be a fun one. We have Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions will be joining us in a little bit, too. So always excited to see Steve.
He is always a blast, man.
Foundation repair expert.
Sure.
And then this week, I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with the economy, because we have watched, we've watched some major market movers this week.
Yeah, yes.
So the Fed met this week. Had you guys like to attend a Fed meeting? Would that be exciting?
No, man. Yellen,
as long as I have my doodle pad.
Right. What's that mean? What does it mean, though?
I'm just taking notes.
When they say Fed
lowers
expectations. Yes.
It's good to not have much for expectations, right?
Is it us lowering our expectations for the Fed?
Yeah, we lower our expectations for the Fed.
Right.
All I see
Fed
is Janet Yellen just yelling her head off.
Right.
It's just a great visual.
That's funny.
All right, so every 6 weeks the Fed meets.
Okay.
And they have not moved interest rates in many, many years, like 5 or 6 years now since they've changed interest rates. And they've been waiting and trying to go at this measured pace that when the economy gets healthy enough, they want to start to raise rates.
Okay.
So there was a lot of fear that this was actually going to happen sooner rather than later. And the Fed has lowered their expectations on when they're going to start to move interest rates.
Oh, okay.
What exactly is a prime rate?
Good question.
The prime rate. So what the prime rate is, it's always going to be 3% above the federal funds rate. Mm-hmm. Okay, the federal funds rate right now is at 0.25%. That's the interest rate that the Fed will let the banks borrow money, basically.
Okay.
The prime rate, 3% above that, is basically the margin that the banks get to work on. They're borrowing at 0.25%, loaning it out at 3.25%. And that's what's going to control your short-term interest rates. Okay, so your credit cards, your home equity loans. So if you have a home equity line of credit,
That makes sense now.
I think home equity lines of credit have an average of about prime plus one.
Sure.
Okay, so at 3.25%, it would be about 4.25% would be an average home equity loan rate. So when they're talking about when they're going to raise the short-term rates, that's what it's going to affect. Your credit cards will go up. Your home equity lines of credit will go up. So those are the things that they're really going to be keeping an eye on. And they've changed their language on this to basically push that out further so they know, they announced that inflation is still really low right now. Okay, they have a target of 2% for inflation, and we're well below that with oil prices being so low.
Which is great, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
They're being very, very dovish right now, though, because they want inflation to actually get a little bit higher than it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if they raise interest rates, it's going to slow the economy down and inflation won't go up to the level they want it to.
Right.
I see.
The faster the economy is growing, then the more we'll see inflation. Economy is not growing quite fast enough for us to actually experience any inflation in the economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exciting topic, right?
Well, it affects everybody, though.
Absolutely.
In one way or another.
Every day. Yeah.
Right.
So now to ask you about the mortgage rates, because just a side note, the banks buy money from the feds, right? Or they borrow money from
the feds. They borrow money from the overnight lending window at the Fed.
I can picture
them going up to the window at Ted Drew's.
And say, I need $30,000 for a loan for Tom. So they'll give me the $30,000 at an interest rate at maybe 0.25. I don't know. I'm making up a number.
Right.
And then you turn around and charge Tom 1.25%.
Well, no, they're going to base it on the prime rate and probably prime plus something else.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you see that the short-term rates are based.
Right. Okay.
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 Let's move on from that because that's just way too much stuff about federal funds rate, prime rate, but it is interesting to know.
Well, it's interesting to see how it affects me.
Sure.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
So every day. And it says here, almost half of Missouri residents expect to buy a house in the next 5 years. That's great too, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was actually a recent study about that showed that in Missouri, 42% of residents in Missouri plan to buy a home within the next 5 years.
That's amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
Half the state.
And out of the ones they surveyed, they expect to pay an average of $242,000 for a home when they move.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good average price.
I wonder if my parents are in that 42%.
Your parents will pretty much always be on that list, Tammy. They love to move.
19 moves.
Well, and when we look also at the fact that home prices have risen, the most recent numbers were through the end of January, and they've risen 5.7% year over year nationally, which I'm going to call that the Goldilocks housing market because it's not too hot, not too cold.
Just right.
Right.
It's just right. Like we don't want.
Visual.
I don't want to see 10% appreciation on housing because very quickly it becomes unaffordable.
I see.
Right.
You don't want it to be too hot, or we get another bubble. So right now, watching 5.7% year over year gain in housing, that's really good. That's way in front of inflation, and people are starting to build wealth again using their house.
Nice.
All right. Well, that makes sense too. Now, okay.
So, another thing that we saw from this is that. With the Fed's decision this week after their meeting, we watched interest rates tumble. They went way back down again, which they actually had ticked up for the last month, and then now all of a sudden interest rates went back down. There's going to be another surge of refinance activity for people that missed it over the last few months. Now's another opportunity, and if you want me to take a look at your mortgage and see if you're a good candidate to save some money refinancing, reach out to me right away at 314.
I'm calling you.
472-DOUG. Again, it's 314-472-DOUG. It's D-O-U-G is 3684, the numbers for it. So text me right away or call. Leave me a voicemail, and we'll set up a time to actually talk in person early this week.
Beautiful.
So coming up, we're going to have our good friend Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions on the show.
Batten down the hatches.
It is that time, and we need to make sure that if there's cracks in our foundation, that we get them repaired right away.
Yep.
You listen to Doug Haldeman Show, sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first. Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.